The tan envelope Richard Fearbuchen dropped into the glass box at the Al-Rashid did not win a prize. For a moment, it seemed as if it might. There was a buzz in the room, as a U.S. Embassy cable put it, because ExxonMobil proposed a large increase in output at Iraq's prized Rumaila field, the third largest oil field in the world, and said it would accept only $4.80 per barrel in what Iraq referred to as the remuneration fee that would be paid to international companies for their work once certain criteria were met. Some oil pros in the audience said they were shocked that ExxonMobil would accept such a low per-barrel fee. According to one calculation, the bid would allow Exxon only a 9% rate of return, far below its normal global targets, and a profit margin normally accepted only in highly stable, low-risk political environments. A staff member from the Ministry of Oil soon appeared with a red envelope, which turned out to be the key envelope in this venture, as an ExxonMobil executive put it later. The red one contained a maximum per-barrel price, the maximum remuneration fee, or MRF, to be paid by Iraq's government to any international corporate bidder. This turned out to be only $2 per barrel. There was stunned silence, the American cable reported. Giggles were heard. Minister Shahristani grimaced on several occasions as he opened the bid envelopes and saw how far apart most bids were from his MRFs. It became clear that ExxonMobil and virtually all of the international companies that had turned up at the Al-Rashid auction had asked for more money per barrel than Iraq's government was willing to pay, even though ExxonMobil and many of the others had reduced their target profit rates in order to get an initial share of Iraq's oil bounty. The auction, therefore, failed, except, perhaps, as reality television for entertainment-starved Iraqi audiences. The event soon triggered a new round of direct negotiations between international companies and the Iraqi government, designed to bridge the price and expectation gaps, however. The auction had been so transparent and regimented, in the opinion of ExxonMobil executives, that it left out subtler questions such as the potential benefits to Iraq of technology transfers, job training, and the like. The inability to negotiate and talk about these other issues at the Al-Rashid auction was the dark side of transparency, as ExxonMobil's executives told their Iraqi counterparts jokingly. An ExxonMobil executive complained to the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad that many aspects of Iraq's contract plans had not been finalized or made clear, and that in any event, transparency and discretion should not be mutually exclusive. The executive declared that ExxonMobil would seek to close contracts outside of the public auction system. The corporation would revive the ideas first presented in its 2006 $100 billion transformative plan for Iraq. The Bush administration's diplomat feared that ExxonMobil's private negotiations would harm the perception that oil and gas contracts will be transparently awarded, a linchpin of the administration's oil policy in Iraq. ExxonMobil complained to the Baghdad embassy that the Iraqi government had rejected a bid for the West Qurna oil field, even though it would have generated up to $50 billion in investment, up to $600 billion in revenue to the government of Iraq, and up to 200,000 direct and indirect jobs. The corporation's terms would have given Iraq a 98% share of gross revenue, compared to a global average in the 70% range for such contracts. The bid failed, an ExxonMobil executive said, because the Ministry of Oil demanded a 99% share. He added that the corporation would seek to educate Iraq's government about global standards. Iraq's government had taken advice from sophisticated oil consultants and bankers to protect its interests and secure its production objectives. The provisional proposed contracts it offered in private talks during the months after the Al-Rashid auction would pay out only after ExxonMobil reached a new production target. The corporation would be paid only on barrels it produced above that threshold. Fearbuchen and his supervisors in Houston and Irving accepted that principle. They had two issues to press in the weeks after the Al-Rashid auction, however. One was the price per barrel that ExxonMobil would be paid on oil produced after the threshold was crossed, in effect, the corporation's profit margin. The second was whether the form of the agreement would allow ExxonMobil to record the barrels on which it expected to be paid in the future as proven reserves. Otherwise, ExxonMobil's role in Iraq would look a lot like a service contractor such as Halliburton or Schlumberger, and Rex Tillerson made clear that that was not an acceptable business or contract model.